I've always been fascinated with lighthouses. I actually saw this feature on the evening news about a photographer who decided he loves the seagull perspective on lighthouses. Yeah, he's got this little customized aircraft. He flies over Maine's many picturesque lighthouses, shooting unusual aerial photos of them. They're beautiful. They're even inspiring. He's seen them, photographed them in all kinds of settings. I mean, there's sunshine and clouds and storms and high tide and low tide. And here's how he summarized what he's seen. The lighthouse is always there, but everything else is changing. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the unpredictable weather, the unmoving lighthouse. I used to ask groups of teenagers to take 4 3x5 cards and write the 4 most important things in their lives on those 4 cards. And when they finished, I said, okay, a disaster has just come into your life, and you're going to lose one of the most important things in your life, except you're going to choose which one. Drop one of those cards. Well, that's not easy, but after some thought, they dropped one. I repeated that request another time, and again, this time with a little more resistance, they dropped one of the most important things in their life. And then, when they only had 2 cards, I said, you can keep one, but only one. You're going to lose everything, but the most important thing in your life. Drop one more card. Well, let me tell you, that was really tough. But when everyone was finally down to just 1 card, I said, okay, you're holding a card that represents that most important thing in your life. And I got one question I want you to answer about it. Is it something you can lose? If what or who matters most to us is something we can lose, we can never be secure. We can never be totally at peace. We need, in essence, a lighthouse. Something we can totally depend on when everything else is changing. Something, actually someone, who is, as the photographer said about those lighthouses, always there. If you've already lost some of the cards that mattered most to you in your life, and I sure have, then you know how much we need something that's unlosable, something unmoving, that will stand the unpredictable weather, because the weather in our world, even in our lives, is becoming more and more unpredictable. The lighthouse that never moves is beautifully described in our word for today from the Word of God in Hebrews 13:8. Listen to this. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So as relationships come and go, as jobs and houses and possessions come and go, as our health changes, our feelings change, our family changes, Jesus Christ remains our personal lighthouse that never moves, never changes, if we know him. In the verses preceding this statement, God makes this promise, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Then it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. From the nursery to the nursing home to the funeral home, a savior, a friend you can totally, totally trust, and you'll never, never lose him. Jesus secured the possibility of this relationship when he died on the cross to pay that death penalty we all owe for the sinning we've done. This unlosable relationship becomes yours when you grab Jesus in total trust to remove the sin wall between you and God forever. So as the storm clouds darken and the surf becomes more turbulent, aren't you ready for this Savior security? You want to get started in this relationship with Jesus, this unlosable love? Would you tell him that right now, Jesus? I'm yours. You died for me. You rose from the dead to walk into my life. I'm yours, Jesus, from this day on. And let me encourage you to get to our website. It's called anewstory.com, because your new story can begin there with the information that will help you be sure you belong to him. That's anewstory.com. It's the season of uncertain weather, but Jesus is that lighthouse that will be always there for you. You grab his hand, and he will never let go.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.